My name is Sydney Sutliff coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. It's a beautiful 9 a.m. Saturday morning, so let's get to our news. A 2001 Nissan Sentra lost control on Liran Road in Verona Township Tuesday afternoon, rolling approximately five times before landing in a ditch around 4:56 p.m. The driver, who was wearing a seatbelt, suffered head injuries and was taken by Central Huron Ambulance to Shure Hospital. Authorities say no airbags were deployed in the crash. The vehicle was towed by Max's Towing, with the Bad Axe Fire Department providing assistance at the scene. The cause of the crash remains under investigation, and no other vehicles were involved. The St. Clair County's Sheriff's Drug Task Force made three arrests this week after multiple investigations into methamphetamine distribution. On September 17th, officers served a search warrant at a home on Abbotsford Road in Clyde Township. Methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia were seized, and 73-year-old John Ross was arrested. Later that evening, a second warrant was executed on Kilgore Road in Wales Township. Officers seized meth, packaging materials, scales, and ammunition. 64-year-old John Fix and 56-year-old Teresa Antwerp were taken into custody. Charges include possession and distribution of meth, maintaining a drug house, possession of ammunition by a prohibited person, and tampering with evidence. The task force says it remains committed to removing narcotics from the community and targeting the root cause of drug distribution. And hundreds gathered Wednesday evening on Uptown Drive in Bay City for the United Way of Bay County's fourth annual Longest Table fundraiser. More than 300 guests enjoyed dinner, live music, and a conversation at one continuous table along the riverfront. Each ticket purchased also provided a matching ticket for a local family struggling to make ends meet. The event featured pizza, local drinks, ice cream, and entertainment from Empty Canvas, with donations supporting United Way programs in youth development, health, and financial stability. Organizers say the event helps bring the community together, and they plan to expand it in future years. And we'll be right back with your news, but first we have a quick message from our sponsors at Flannery Auto Mall.
Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe is paying top dollar for your trade-in. We need your pre-owned vehicle. Hurry to Flannery Auto Mall for top dollar on your trade-in. If you need service, we have you covered. GM factory-trained technicians assure quality service and genuine GM parts at competitive pricing. When you have GM service work performed at Flannery Auto Mall, your vehicle becomes part of the electronic record system with General Motors, so you can view your entire service history with the touch of a button. Ask about free pickup and delivery or shuttle service within the vicinity of Bad Axe.
This is Service Manager Mike Herman. Flannery Auto Mall is now your go-to place for new tires, with low pricing and the best installation. With the latest Road Force technology tire balancer for a smoother ride, come see us at Flannery Auto Mall, located just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe.
And this is Body Shop Manager John Katanko. From a small dent to major collision work, we guarantee the best professional body repair in the Thumb at Flannery Auto Mall.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
Welcome back. The Wells Township Board of Trustees discussed several road issues during this month's meeting. The board agreed not to submit a speed study request after a resident complained of excessive speeding on Riley Road between Froid Road and Plain Road. Supervisor Carmen Stevens reported that the Tuscola County Road Commission will be conducting a study at Herd's Corner Road and Bevins Road following multiple accidents at that intersection. The board also directed the supervisor to send a letter to Laura Killinger about a burnout party held at Riley and Froid Roads. The letter will warn that if the township receives a bill for damage or repairs at that intersection, that Killinger will be responsible for paying it. And two vehicles collided at the intersection of Lakeshore and Rapson Roads after one driver failed to obey a stop sign while being followed by law enforcement. Authorities say the Both drivers and vehicles were traveling straight when the crash happened in the intersection. Emergency crews and ambulance personnel responded, with at least one person taken to Harbor Beach Community Hospital for treatment. The driver who ran the stop sign was issued a citation. Harbor Beach Police, Harbor Beach Fire, and East Huron Ambulance assisted the Huron County Sheriff's Department at the scene. And that brings us to the end of our news for the hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, still coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. It's currently 62 degrees in Bad Axe, and I'm sending it over to Steve Adamson. Steve, how's the weather looking?